Monday afternoon, after making arrangements for their trip to Bulgari, Svetlana remained at the condo, packing for their late-night flight, while Waylon drove over to Interlabs. They were expecting him this time, and the receptionist let him pass without comment. The door to the specialist's office was open, and upon noticing Waylon's approach, he jumped from his chair.
Oh, Dr. McCain, glad you're here.
What's the verdict?
Frankly, I thought you were nuts when you barged in here and made your demands, but I couldn't believe my eyes when those fluorescent molecules lit up like a Christmas tree. It probably would have gone unnoticed if you hadn't thought of it.
Thank you, I guess.
You know I can't keep this a secret. I'm obligated to notify the authorities immediately.
Yes, I understand.
Waylon turned and headed for the parking lot, his mind a mixture of confusion and anger. Closing the Ferrari's door behind him, he locked it, and without starting the engine, lifted the cell phone and dialed Vincent's private number. It rang several times before being answered.
Vincent, it's Waylon.
I'm in the middle of a meeting. Is it urgent?
Yes.
Okay, give me a minute.
He sat in silence, waiting for Vincent's return while he tried to reconcile with the specialist's findings. I expected it, he said to himself, but hearing the confirmation made the reality that much more tangible.
I'm back.
Okay, I'll be brief.
Go ahead, I'm all ears.
As you know, the police weren't able to find any toxic agents in the wine, so I hired a company called Interlabs.
I know them. We've crossed paths before.
Well, after a little research of my own, I asked them to test for PSP, or more specifically, saxitoxin. I'm sitting in their parking lot at the moment, and they found it. So, I guess they're probably calling the local FBI office as we speak.
Whew, that's some pretty nasty stuff. It sheds a whole new light on the situation.